Bomb Cyclone. I guess we got a new name to replace some of the tired old ones. I thought it was a description of a Bannon kiss and tell book. All those gossipy tidbits that must have the liar in chief tearing his orange hair out, which, if we're to believe the book, has dyed but turns orangutan coloration because the boy has the patience of a 2-year-old and doesn't leave the dye on long enough to give it a natural color. Apparently has a bald pate, grows what's left into comb over of comb overs, but, well, wait, Bomb Cyclone isn't that at all. Forget about it. It's meteorological, apparently. Who says you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows? My God, the weather these days demands an entirely revamped vocabulary. Polar vortex, move over, let Beethoven bring you the news. Global warming? Nah, we're calling it climate change. Snowmageddon? Cute. Wind shear hurricane? Okay. Haboobs? No, it's not the U.S. cabinet. It's a sandstorm. I know. Maybe we should switch the names. Bomb cyclone. Where's TSA when we need them? Weather terrorism. Who'd have thunk it? The meteorologist needed to explain the damn thing. Something to do with barometric dives of X millimeters per hour, a minute, or geez, if it's that technical, maybe get a better name. Low pressure cannonball in a hurricane. Course, polar vortex. Never much like that one either. Faux science? I don't like it at all. But hey, us plain folk at least get it. Maybe I'll go back to watching politics and skip the new lexicon of weather-related events that always, and I mean always, lead some to question whether this was climate change or just the usual bomb cyclone. Who can say? Me, I blame it on the haboobs. They seem to be everywhere these days.